No. I'm not following you, idiot. My shift is over, and I was headed this way for my own reasons. Down this deserted alley. Okay. You know, if you take a weird path to see if someone's following you, you really shouldn't stop and confront them on an unlit street where no one can see us. It's tempting. Hey, don't run! Sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you have a good nap? Happy early weekend. I took the liberty of calling in sick. For you and me both, I have you all to myself until next Monday, so you should have plenty of time to adjust. Yes, well, you see, I'm a bit of an actress. That's the whole reason I took a job as a yandere at a maid cafe instead of as a regular waitress. That, and the outfits are so cute. And what kind of actress doesn't prepare for her biggest role? Yandere night at the maid cafe. It's kind of a big deal. We only do it once a year. Too many felonies, I think. And so, I was thinking that cute guy's gonna be there. You always show up once a week, same time, always asking for a booth in my section. Oh, such a good tipper, you little cutie. Of course, I think you're cute. Duh. I was playing at tsundere, unlike those slutty dandere bitches. I prefer a challenging role. And what's more challenging than being mean to you when all I want is to gag on your cock? That's acting. That's why I had to ask myself, what would my character do if she turns yandere for you? And then I realized I would totally follow you home. I gotta know where you live. Then I can break in and snoop around. I can sniff your underwear, burn pictures of your exes, all that good stuff to build up my character. My yandere debut was going to be so off-putting. I would know all of your secrets, and you would have no idea what's real and what's acting. Isn't that amazing? You'd be asking yourself, how do I know what kind of toothpaste you use? How long have I been obsessed with you? Is that a real knife? Is it sharp? Is that real blood? And then you'd have to ask, how much farther am I willing to go? And right when I was closing the chloroform rag across your sexy little mouth, I realized I can't go back. I don't want to go back. I'm going full on yandere housewife, but I am keeping the maid outfit. I mean, I'm not crazy, crazy. Did you know we have to spend half our paychecks at the cafe gift shop? But I have so many cute underwear at this point. You could cream pie me every day in a different pair of crotchless panties, and I wouldn't have to do laundry until next month. Oh, how many kids do you want? I was thinking 11, but that might be a lot. We should just start with 5. I gotta tell you, I'm hopped up on so many fertility drugs right now, I can't even see straight. I'll probably have two or three in the first litter. I mean, I know that's much harder for you on your first pregnancy, but then you'll know. I mean business. What better way to say, I love you, than get so pregnant I can't even stand? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're handcuffed for your own good. Is the collar itchy? Let me get that for you. Better? Oh, I forgot to mention, I collared you. It's a little snug since it's meant for larger dogs, but I think it'll still be effective for training you. It's an electric collar, 600 volts. Is that a lot? It's right on your carotid artery, so I think it should still be pretty effective. This little remote has 12 levels of correction. Let's try level 1 just because I want to see you. Twitch. Ooh, I felt that. Super tingly on my thighs. It must have been very intense for you. I hate seeing your body all clenched up. That must be so uncomfortable when you can hardly move in the first place. Can I make it up to you? Here, let me take my top off. Life is hard. Titty is soft, so put mine in your mouth and I'll get you off. Okay? Poor baby, so scared. Don't be. I'm your sweet, loving housewife now. You're the very last person I'd want to hurt. Now, start licking my nipple and I'll make you feel all better. There you go, sweetie. There's no point in fighting. I just love you too much, and there's nothing you can do about it. Are you getting a stiffy? Oh my gosh, for me? Thank you. That's just what I wanted. So cute. Did my soft words make you hard and needy? Or is it that dog collar making you whimper like a mutt? You like a little grinding on your cock, don't you? That's so interesting. What a funny coincidence, because I've got this wet pussy for you. Look. See? I'm dripping and I want to share my wetness with you. I'm gonna make you feel so good. And I'll start by rubbing it over your cock. I mean, it's our cock now. And I think it's the best cock in the world. I really want to shove it inside me while you were still resting, but what if I got pregnant that way? I'm like 80% sure one drop of your pre-cum would be enough to knock me up. You've got to be careful with these fertility drugs, you know. I want that nice, romantic fucking to get my belly all nice and round, and that wouldn't be nearly as romantic as looking into your eyes while I spread myself and lower onto your girth. Ooh. Darling, welcome home. You're home now, sweetie. It's gonna be so much better than the maid cafe because I'll be here to cook your favorites every night and make you snacks and clean up our home. And we won't have any of those interfering whores from the cafe cock blocking me. Please make me pregnant. I want to be your perfect wife. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like that. I want you to pin my hands. Yeah, yeah. I want you to pound me so hard you scare me. Please, please, I need you. I... If I die you, will you fuck me into the bed? Honey, would you willingly fuck your wife and breed me? I've still got the shock collar, after all. I could bring you down to your knees before you got one step out of the basement. Is that what you want, pretty boy? Okay. Feels so good sliding out your cock, bud. I want it back inside me. Now. All right. Don't move. I hope your wrists aren't too sore, my love. Now, whatever are we going to do, you and I? I'm feeling so tired from abducting you. Perhaps I'll just lean over the bed. Doesn't my maid skirt make my ass look so nice? I've always loved bending down in front of you, wearing cute panties, pale pink, or with the kawaii bear pattern. But now, I'm not wearing any at all, and my pussy won't close. It wants your cock. Can you please fill me up like a cream puff? Please? Do I need to use the collar, my love? That's what I wanted. Do you like my pretty skirt? Or do you just like feeling up my hips? Are my thighs spread enough for you? Oh, yeah. Please, put it in me. I'm ready. Oh, fuck. So deep. All the way. Put it all the way inside me. Oh my gosh. It's like I dreamed it. Oh, you feel so good inside me. You make me so turned on. You're my man. And you're gonna breed me. Make me yours. Pin my hands. Make me all yours. Clap my cheeks. Slap your balls on me. I'm loving this railing. This reaming. This rearranging. Stuff me with your cock. Oh, God. You're making me drill on the bed sheets. Are you gonna fuck me senseless? Are you gonna fuck me till I can't walk and then make your escape? You can try. Oh yeah, destroy my pussy. But I'm never letting you escape. I love you too much to ever let you go, no matter how cock drunk I get on your lovely pounding. What? Just laying on your back really increase the odds of conception? That's such an interesting fact. Mating press. I like the sound of that. Only don't miss a beat. Flip me over and fold me in half and keep pounding me, handsome. Oh, I just came a little. So rudely forced. I love it when you manhandle me. It's so fucking sexy. When your arms clench, when you grab me by the ankles and hitch me over your shoulders. Hitting my pussy so deep. Hell, please. Yes. Call me a good girl again. I want to be your good girl. I want to make you come inside me like a good wife. Oh, you spread me so hard. You know just how to treat a rough slut. I feel like you're gonna break me in half. Don't you dare stop. I want you to grope my body. All year you've been sitting in my section. Not once did you pin my wrist to the table and give my chest a good long squeeze. Not after I was nice. Not after I was tsundere. It's enough to drive any girl crazy. Absolutely bonkers with an unfinished basement, shock collar, and the best chick in the world crushing my pussy. If being yandere is crazy, then I don't want to be sane. I want to be inseminated. I want to turn my body into your breeding hole plaything. I want an empty head and a full, heavy womb. Come on, just fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you want. Head empty, not inside me. Come inside my warm pussy. Breed me. Make me yours. Don't think about it, just breed. Rut me until you come. Oh yeah. Oh my god. I'm so close. I'm so close, baby. Yeah, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, pretty boy. What a nice, big mess you made for me. But, I think I'll let it soak in. Lay with me. Snuggle up. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. This is your new life now. Don't worry about the how or why. Let's just focus on the real things. The nice things, like making love. Love is the most important thing after all. And I'm going to love you so much. Multiple times a day. Because that's what we both deserve and need. This is how we're going to be okay. We can slowly ease everyone into accepting that we're living a yandere lifestyle now. You'll go where I tell you, when I tell you, and don't talk to any of those fucking skinks at the cafe anymore. It's only fair because I'll be exactly where you want me. All the time. Being your cute, loving, submissive homemaker, already swelling with her first child. Or more. Your arms feel so good around me. Like home. I feel safe when you hold me. I feel anxious all the time. Except when I'm acting. When I'm acting, I can hold it together. But I realized when I was performing as a yandere, I felt like myself. Potting to have you, worried out of my mind what you're doing, who you're with. That's who I am. Anxious and afraid. Alone. But here, right now, I just feel so good with you inside me. So happy. I'm confident. I just feel good with you inside me. So happy. I'm confident in myself. And I don't have to choose between the two. We can have it all. This is how I know you're the real deal. Oh, yeah. That'll be the fail-safe. Honey, dear. You joker. When will you learn? Back in the chair you go. Get some sleep. After I clean your room up, we can try again.